Restoring My Soul, Monday the 9th of March. We have a law. The Holy Spirit delivers us to rest because He enables us to journey with Christ in the fellowship of His offering and sufferings. In this fellowship, we are able to choose the redemption that Christ accomplished for every person on His offering and suffering journey. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us as an offering for sin. Choosing this redemption is choosing our participation in the process through which He accomplished our redemption so that we die to the law and live to God. This, of course, is what it means to walk in our baptism. When Pilate presented Christ to the Jews, crowned with thorns and arrayed in a purple robe, he said to them, "Behold the man." Emotively charged by envy, the chief priests and officers shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate responded by saying, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." However, the Jews declared, "We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Through the exercise of their other law, they had misappropriated the law of God. It was now their law with which they were killing Christ. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ submitted to the Father and was placed under the other law of those who judged, abused, and killed him through their misuse of God's law. He gave his back to those who struck him and his cheek to those who plucked out his beard. He did not hide his face from shame and spitting. By responding in this manner, Jesus demonstrated the response that we are to make to those who, through their other law, take hold of the law to abuse us. Jesus said to his followers, "To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either." The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 2 verses 19 and 20, John chapter 19 verses 5 to 7, Isaiah chapter 50 verse 6, and Luke chapter 6 verse 29. For further study, John chapter 19.